inflation is his top priority. Lisa Brady, Fox News. President Biden drilling down on the issue he knows is hurting Americans. High prices. Also saying he knows they're frustrated.
The vast majority of Americans are hoping that their government just takes care of their problem. And they don't have to think about it in detail at the kitchen table or at the dinner table. And that's understandable, no matter what their background.
He says his agenda will lower costs for families, though he also admits many of the initiatives will take a while. But he says Republicans won't fix inflation and want to raise taxes, repeating criticism of a plan proposed by Florida Senator Rick Scott, who tells Fox News.
Well, clearly it's not the platform for the Republican Party. I put out my ideas. I hope everybody will give me their ideas.
Meantime, gas prices hitting a new record today, $4.37 for a gallon of regular in the AAA average. Fox's William Lajeunesse is in West L.A., where it's more than $6 a gallon.
So far, the president's policies have not reduced prices, releasing millions of gallons from the strategic reserve, and adding more ethanol to gasoline has brought no relief. Then on the supply side, he stopped, of course, importing more oil from Canada via the XL pipeline, imposed the moratorium on drilling on federal lands.
Analysts say the end result is less investment in production and refining. Wall Street's been fluctuating after days of selling. An hour to the close, the Dow's up 27 points. Celebrity chef Mario Batali just found not guilty by a judge after a two-day trial in Boston. He'd been accused of sexual misconduct by several women and charged with indecent assault and battery for allegedly groping and kissing one woman while taking a selfie, Judge James Stanton citing reasonable doubt.
Commonwealth has not met its burden to the degree that's required by law.
Though he also chastised Batali, saying his demeanor was not fitting for a public person. America is listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Elon Musk says he would reverse Twitter's ban of former President Trump, though Trump has already said he won't return to the platform. Speaking at a Financial Times conference today, Musk says the decision to ban Trump was morally wrong and flat out stupid.
It was not correct to ban Donald Trump. I think that was a mistake because it alienated a large part of the country and did not ultimately result in Donald Trump not having a voice.
The Tesla and SpaceX CEO is in the process of buying Twitter, motivated, he has said, by free speech concerns. A Republican lawmaker has just announced that today is his last day in Congress. New York Congressman Tom Reed was already planning to retire at the end of his term, but instead is leaving tomorrow. He'd been accused of sexual harassment and in the past had addressed that issue. Today, he called for an end to what he described as a petty political posturing. A new report reveals hundreds of millions of doses of COVID vaccine had to be tossed out after being produced by a company that initially tried to hide the evidence.
Last year, Emergent BioSolutions in Maryland said millions of doses of COVID vaccine had been contaminated, but they didn't alert the FDA about it for 6 weeks. A report based on company documents released by a House subcommittee also now reveals that 400 million doses of AstraZeneca and J&J vaccines had to be destroyed because of quality control issues. But there were reports of concerns at the company even when they got the government contract to produce the shots. An Emergent executive confirmed to the New York Times he had warned senior management about problems at the plant. An Emergent spokesman says they've been open with the FDA and Congress, provided all requested documents, and invited officials to tour their facility. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Recapping stocks, they're turning higher as we head to the close. The Nasdaq's rallying up more than 200 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.